News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian, to try to read the runes of what Donald Trump has said about a peace deal, because he has said again that a peace deal is imminent. They are on the cusp of signing. It has been agreed by the most senior people in Iran. Words to the effect of which we have heard him say several dozen times over the past 2 months. David, it is therefore difficult to decipher whether or not there is any more truth in it this time than previous times. Have you any insight?
Yes, we are in a boy who cried wolf scenario. By one count, Trump has announced a deal is close some 39 times in the last few months.
Wow.
So it does beg the question, should we take this one more seriously? Certainly we had a bit of extra detail this time with Trump saying that there would be a signing of a memorandum in Europe that he wouldn't be able to make himself, but Vice President J.D. Vance would be there. He seemed confident, saying things like, you know, we ended the war with Iran today. However, as so many times in the past, we've heard from Iranian officials saying it's not necessarily over yet. And according to media reports in the US, this deal has been approved on the Iranian side at high levels, but not yet by the supreme leader, Mahtaba Khamenei, who, of course, will be crucial there. Other officials saying Iran's not yet reached a final decision. So very hard to say whether this time will be different and it will end the war. Reportedly, what's in this memorandum includes an immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz that's been so crucial throughout this process, of course, and also a way to give Iran sanctions relief based on its compliance. But, you know, we shall have to see if it actually sees the light of day.
Presumably as well, this is one of those things where the devil is very much in the detail, because if you look at the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action originally agreed with the Obama administration, there was a significant amount of detail and checks and balances and caveats in that deal. Is a quick memorandum the same thing?
No, we've become accustomed to that in the Trump presidency. These agreements are often written like on one piece of paper, leaving lots of ambiguity and just lack of detail that I think Trump hopes will be filled in later by his officials. He did say again in the Oval Office today that Iran will never acquire a nuclear weapon, and that's what all of this has been about. And apparently this memorandum, which has been seen by some foreign diplomats, does include that commitment to no nuclear weapon, and starts to address this question about Iran's possession of enriched uranium. Apparently one idea is that the US could cooperate with the UN in terms of downblending that enriched uranium so it can't be used to make a bomb. Maybe we'll get some detail like that, but I certainly think critics of Trump will be circling here and ready to make the case that this is no better than the deal Barack Obama struck a decade ago, and may in fact even be worse.
And this was a deal that back in the first administration, Donald Trump had said that Iran was willing to do a better deal than this JCPOA even before there was military action. So it will, as you say, a lot of critics would be saying, what was the point of all that expense, devastation and death to achieve that?
That's right. I think Trump mentioned even just last night alone, $250 million worth of bombs were dropped on Iran. There has been so much death and destruction. And what has it achieved? Many would say it's actually radicalized this regime, and perhaps most damagingly, it really let the genie out of the bottle in terms of Iran's leverage over the Strait of Hormuz, with huge impact on the global economy. It made Iran realize just how much leverage it has there. And, you know, it's not going to unlearn that lesson now. So in the future, it can potentially hold the world to ransom again. So within the US, there is great discontent over this war. Some would say it's potentially the biggest mistake of Donald Trump's entire two terms as president. That's reflected in opinion polls, where the war is very unpopular, and he is very unpopular with a record low approval rating. And his own Republican Party are sweating over this because they may be punished in the midterm elections in November.
David Smith, thank you so much. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.